damn it. I've tried to outguess, outfigure, and outtrick those bastards, and all it's done is get those two youngins captured. There's a time for thought, and by God, there's a time for action.
Preacher lunged forward, gliding through the brush like a great gray wolf. His long legs covered the ground in a hurry, and as he reached the edge of the bluff, he looked down and saw that a stay bomb was on the ground, with Kobe standing over him, pointing a rifle at his head. Preacher snapped his own rifle to his shoulder and drew a bead in less than the blink of an eye.
Kobe, look out!
Kobe had twisted instinctively in response to Arnie's shout, turning so that the rifle ball on its downward trajectory barely clipped the top of his left shoulder. The impact was still enough to knock him to his knees and make him drop his rifle.
It's Preacher! Kill him!
Preacher dropped the empty rifle, yanked both pistols from behind his belt, and cocked them as he stepped off the edge and started sliding down the slope. The drop-off wasn't sheer right here, but it was steep enough so the Preacher could barely stand upright as he slid down on his heel. He saw Chambers, Stilson, and Wick off to his right, so he swung his right-hand pistol toward them. One of the balls flew past Chambers' head, as the other ball simultaneously smashed Stilson's left thigh bone. Preacher hit the bottom and used his momentum to send him racing forward toward Esteban and Juanita. Burt McDermott wheeled toward him and brought up a pistol. The shot missed, and Preacher threw his empty pistol, sending it spinning through the air to slam into Burt's face. Kobe was still down too, but Arnie was on his feet with a pistol in each hand. Preacher felt the ball pluck at his shirt. Arnie rushed the second shot, and it missed Preacher's head by a good 3 inches. Preacher kicked Kobe in the back as he went by. Esteban seemed to be unconscious. Juanita had crawled over to her brother and thrown herself half on top of him in an obvious effort to protect him. Preacher reached their side and dropped to a knee beside her, lining his left-hand gun on Arnie as he did so.
Hold it!
Three of Preacher's enemies were down. Arnie was momentarily unarmed, and Chambers looked confused, unsure of what to do.
Oh, shit!
Wick's crushing weight drove all the breath out of Preacher's lungs and made skyrockets explode through his brain. The pistol was knocked out of Preacher's hand, and he couldn't reach his knife because he was pinned down so effectively by the giant. All he could get free was his right arm. It shot up, and he clamped his right hand on Wick's throat. Wick's face began to turn dark red. Wick suddenly jerked and stiffened, and Preacher heaved to the side as hard as he could. Preacher rolled and saw an arrow protruding from Wick's back. The feathers and the markings on the shaft identified it as a crow arrow. Nighthawk had shown up. A shot from the bluff drove Arnie back, even though it didn't hit him. A few feet away, Preacher saw Kobe crawling toward the rifle he had dropped earlier when Preacher's shot grazed him. Preacher dove for his own pistol. He rolled and snatched it off the ground, shooting upright. He twisted toward Kobe, expecting to trade shots. But to his surprise, he saw Kobe surge onto his feet and run toward the river. Kobe and Arnie were fleeing from the barrage of arrows and rifle fire laid down from the top of the bluff by Nighthawk and Audie. Chambers and Burt McDermott had hold of the wounded Stilson, one on either side of him, and they were hustling away from there as fast as they could. Wick still lay face down, the arrows sticking up from his back. The thieves reached their tethered horses and ducked behind the nervous animals, using them for cover. Kobe and Arnie jerked the reins of their mounts loose from the trees where they were tied and sprang into the saddle, ducking as lead sang around their heads. McDermott and Chambers hoisted Stilson onto another of the horses and pressed the reins into his hands, then lunged for their own mounts. A rifle ball clipped Burt's arm, but he managed to make it into the saddle. He kicked his horse into a run, following Kobe and Arnie. Chambers and Stilson did likewise, quickly drawing out of firing range. Dog chased them for a short distance before turning around and trotting back to Preacher.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.